anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're feeling blessed today. Much has been written and said about the rapture of the church. There have been many books written and movies made about being left behind. There have been an enormous amount of sermons preached on this very important subject. Hundreds of songs have been written on that theme from old hymns, like There's Going to Be a Meeting in the Air, to the Gaither classic, The King is Coming, Andre Crouch's Soon and Very Soon, and songs like Crystal Lewis, People Get Ready, Jesus is Coming, Soon We'll Be Going Home. Even the current Christian music groups are even singing about this to the younger generation. Perhaps one of the most powerful songs about the rapture is Larry Norman's haunting, The Sun Has Come and You've Been Left Behind. Recently re-recorded by DC Talk, this song sums up the tragic and frightening reality that many will face the day after the rapture. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. In this world today, those following the gospel know that we are in the end times. Christians are waiting for the rapture to occur at any moment. This is a subject that comes up often in my conversations with family, friends, and audience members. Surprisingly, many people think either the rapture is something made up or may happen, but not in a way that this generation perceives it to be. I can understand this a little bit, since the word rapture is not in the Bible. However, the Bible describes exactly how it will come about. Let's remember that Satan wants us to forget Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who rose triumphantly from the grave. Jesus Christ, who right now is seated at the right hand of the throne of God in majesty and great power. Jesus Christ, who ascended through the clouds into heaven right before the eyes of his astonished disciples. Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is coming again, and we have his word on it. I want to take you through several verses of the King James Version of the Bible and show you the very words that speak of the rapture. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. We even have the angel's word on it. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Make no mistake, Jesus is coming again. It could be today, tomorrow, next year. Maybe it will be a few more years or so. This very second, as you are listening to this podcast, he could arrive. We do know that the Bible says, no man knows the hour, but Jesus is returning. We are closer today than we have ever been to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My question to all of you listening today is, if he comes back today, will you be left behind? Here are four things we know for sure about the rapture. Number one, it will come suddenly. When Jesus comes, he will come so suddenly, so quickly, that it will take your breath away. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. His coming suddenly, in a split-second moment, in the blink of an eye, like a surprise blast from a trumpet or a sudden gust of wind. People will disappear right before your very eyes. 1 second they are here, and the next they'll be gone with Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I am here today telling every one of you, just watch. He's coming suddenly, like lightning in the heavens. He will appear and be gone. Flash, blink, gone. The Son of Man has come, and you've been left behind. You say, couldn't he at least send a memo or something? We're reading that memo today. It's called the Bible. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. What if he came in the next second? What if he came before your next heartbeat? What if he came before you had time to even say a prayer? His coming suddenly, will you be left behind? Number two, it will come unexpectedly. When Jesus comes, it will catch millions of people completely by surprise. Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 39. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Just another day, like every other day, people will be in their cars at work, in bed, getting married, going to parties, playing with their children, watching the game, sitting down for a meal, playing golf, going to the mall. And suddenly, unexpectedly, Jesus will come. People will disappear, leaving piles of clothes and jewelry where they once stood. Swings will dangle empty as children go to be with Jesus. Driverless vehicles will careen out of control. The world will go into utter chaos, caught by complete surprise. Jesus said it would be that way. Chapter 24, verses 42 through 44. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think, not the Son of Man cometh. This verse tells us that we must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when we do not expect him. He's coming unexpectedly. Jesus said, when you least expect it, expect it. You wouldn't believe how many people do not believe that Jesus is returning anytime soon. Just ask those around you and watch how many of them look at you like you're insane. They are not watching. They are not ready. They think the church has been crying wolf about this rapture thing for years, and nothing ever happens. It's just a religious idea for extremists. That should just make you realize that the coming of Jesus is nearer than it's ever been before, because he's coming unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. When you least expect it, moments after it happens, millions of people will say, "Oh, if only I'd been ready." But it will be too late. What a shock! What a dreadful surprise! The Son of God has come, and you've been left behind. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. We have been warned. We are without excuse. He's coming unexpectedly. Will you be left behind? Suddenly, like lightning, unexpectedly, like a thief. Number 3. It will come specifically. When Jesus comes, he's only coming for those who are watching and waiting for his return. Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 through 44. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other one left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think, not the Son of Man cometh. Jesus will know who he's coming for. He's coming selectively and specifically. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 10. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made,
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. The bridegroom is not coming for everyone. He's only coming for those who are ready. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. He's not coming for the good people. He's not coming for the religious people. He's not coming for the people who have read the Bible and gone to Sunday school when they were kids. He's not coming for you just because you've been baptized or confirmed or because you're a member of a local church. He's coming selectively. He's going to check the book for your reservation. He's only coming for those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's only coming for those who have made a public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. He's coming for the redeemed. Are you saved or not? Is your name in that book or not? Are you ready or not? 'Cause ready or not, here he comes. If he came right now, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you'd go with him, or will you be left behind? There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come, and you've been left behind. Suddenly, like lightning, unexpectedly, like a thief, selectively, for those who are ready. Number 4. It will come finally. When Jesus comes, he's only coming once. There will be no second chance rapture. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. I know it gets hard some days. I know that you are surrounded by temptation and that this nation that we live in is growing more godless each day. I know there are skeptics who laugh and sneer at the very thought of Jesus coming back again. I know you've heard sermons before about the rapture. I know you're only human and that sometimes doubts and fears begin to creep in. I know that life just doesn't seem fair at times and that pressure and the pain can become nearly unbearable. I also know that Satan wants to steal your crown. Don't let him. The word of God is still true. We have Jesus' very sure promise. He will finally come. And when he comes, he's coming. And finally, he's only coming once. The devil would love to lull you to sleep on this one. He wants you to run out of oil in your lamp, to let your light go out. Don't let that happen. There's too much at stake. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 24. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. This could be the day. Devil, you hear me today. Keep your filthy hands off of my crown. It belongs to Jesus. Someday I will bow and cast it at his feet. Now, how about you? Is your crown secure? Are you ready for this once-in-a-lifetime moment? He's only coming once. No instant replays, no second chances. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. I will conclude this podcast with these very words to remind you. Suddenly, like lightning, unexpectedly, like a thief, selectively, for those who are ready. Finally, when it's over, it's over. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be going home. People, get ready. Jesus is coming to take from the world his own. Before I end this podcast, I want to give you a testimony about this very recording. I've had equipment failures before, and I could usually get it up and running within maybe a few hours at the most. But I can tell you, this is the only podcast that I have done in years where the technical difficulties have been nonstop, as if something was keeping me from giving you this very episode. And you know what I said? Satan, not today. Not today. We are going to get this done. Because everybody has the right to know the truth. And over the past couple of days, while I was working on technical difficulties, I realized exactly why this episode Satan was trying to keep from getting put together. And on the very next podcast, I'm going to give you some information that will blow your mind. But you need to hear it. I'm glad you got to hear this, but you definitely need to hear the next one because it will put you at ease for what's about to come. So thank you for listening, and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.